Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive into the nuts and bolts of the tech world, making even the most complicated topics accessible and fun. I'm Alex, the one who loves to untangle tech jargon like it's a pair of earbuds left in my pocket.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, mainly because I'm probably thinking them too. Today we're cracking open the case on RAG optimization techniques. Sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel, doesn't it, Alex?
It does, Jamie, but it's way cooler. Retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, combines the power of large language models with external knowledge retrieval to make AI even smarter. Think of it as giving your AI a library card and teaching it how to research.
A library card for AI. I love that analogy. So why is optimizing these RAG systems such a big deal?
Great question. Without getting too in the weeds, optimizing RAG systems helps them retrieve and generate information more accurately and quickly. It's like tuning a race car for better performance. You're tweaking everything from the engine, in this case, document chunking and embeddings, to the aerodynamics, akin to caching and latency reduction.
Hold up, document chunking? That sounds like something you do to firewood, not documents.
Not quite, but I see where you're going with that. Chunking is about breaking down information into manageable, coherent pieces that an AI can understand and process efficiently. Poor chunking leads to irrelevant answers, kind of like asking for a recipe and getting a history of tomatoes.
Ah, gotcha. So it's all about making the information digestible. What about embeddings? That's another term that sounds more culinary than techie.
Embeddings are a way of representing text in a form that machines can understand, essentially translating human language into AI language. Optimizing embeddings is crucial for retrieval accuracy. The better your embeddings, the more accurate your AI's research skills.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. It's all about making the AI smarter and quicker on its digital feet. But what about when you mentioned caching and latency? How do those fit into the optimization puzzle?
Imagine if every time you ask me a question, I had to look up the answer in a book, even if you've asked me the same question before. That would slow things down, right? Caching is like memorizing the answer so I can respond faster next time. As for latency, it's the delay before a transfer of data begins following an instruction for its transfer. Reducing latency is like cutting down the time it takes for me to find the answer in a book.
Makes sense. Keep the AI's responses fast and relevant. Now, you mentioned security and scalability earlier. I'm assuming we don't want our AI to blurt out sensitive info or crash during a major traffic spike?
Exactly. Security is about ensuring the AI doesn't accidentally share private data, and scalability means the system can handle growing amounts of work or a larger scale of operation without crashing. It's like making sure our library card doesn't give us access to the restricted section, and the library can accommodate every reader in town, even during the book fair.
All right, I think I'm getting the picture. Optimizing RAG systems is about fine-tuning every stage to make the AI more efficient, accurate, and safe. But it sounds like a lot of work. Is it really worth the effort?
Absolutely. Think of it this way. Every small improvement in the system can lead to a big leap in performance. Optimized RAG systems can transform how we interact with AI, making it a more powerful tool for businesses, researchers, and anyone who needs quick, accurate information.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds like a no-brainer. Who wouldn't want their AI to be smarter and faster?
Right? It's all about giving that AI the best library card possible. But on that note, it looks like we're out of time for today.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. We hope you found our deep dive into RAG optimization as fascinating as we did. And remember, whether you're tuning a race car or an AI system, it's all about making those small adjustments for peak performance.
Don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more tech deep dives. Until next time, keep asking those smart questions, and we'll keep digging for the answers. Then out.